Jennifer Krushwitz is like a chef.
Let's just say I am, you know, I make desserts.
She's actually an optical engineer, but this is how she explains her job to people like her mother.
I could have a customer say, I have this type of oven. I have this type of ingredients in my pantry, and I would like to be able to make your souffle.
So she whips up a test recipe and sends it off to that customer. They give it a try, seeing if the souffle has the right consistency, if it's tasty, if it springs back just so. Then they send Krushwitz some feedback. She makes the appropriate tweaks.
And then send them the real recipe so that they could make chocolate souffle in their own ovens, and they could call it by whatever name they needed to call it. And that's what I do in coatings.
Optical coatings for things like surgical lights, cell phone cameras, and movie projectors. Jennifer Krushwitz is the president of JK Consulting, and according to one of the region's top business organizations, she's also the Technology Woman of the Year.
It's been a crazy year.
Krushwitz is basically a one-woman research lab who works remotely from her Brighton home, designing coatings that bend light to very specific specifications. She's literally the only woman in the U.S. who does what she does. She's pursuing a PhD at RIT to help change that.
I think I have the energy to be able to inspire a lot of students that may have an engineering background, or they may have gifts in terms of engineering, but they may not know about the virtues of optics.
Ultimately, Krushwitz wants to be a full-time professor. She currently mentors high school students and teaches as an adjunct professor. She got her start at the U of R and worked at Bausch & Lomb before launching her own company. She says her overarching goal is really to grow the Rochester optics community that has sustained her career.
There are so many aspects to optics that is inviting to the community, and it's a great way for the Rochester community to be self-sufficient.
That means everything from low-level technicians to high-end engineers, the full scope of employment built around a multifaceted industry. Krushwitz says that's a recipe for success in a town where small optics firms continue to sprout up as its giants continue to slim down.
There are so many things that we use in our everyday lives that only are possible because of optics. And I don't see that going away anytime soon.
For WXXI News, I'm Zach Seward.